Blog Talk Radio.
To you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, also known as Pastor Maureen, of the Upper Room International Ministry Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls 2013 and beyond. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show with Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Thank you for listening in, those who are listening now and those who listen to the show later. I want to acknowledge my friends who are listening across the globe in India, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, the UK, Guyana, Mauritius, and the US. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. Good morning. My man Disa with Toby Mac opens the show.
No, I'm serious.
Here, these announcements. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. This month is Women's History Month. I will celebrate Women's History Month with a history moment each Monday. And I am also promoting women small business owners. My guest today is Mrs. Jewel Holton of Price's Jewels. My three Bible study manuals, The Power of Prayer, Stir Up the Gifts, and The Power of Prophecy will be available as a package or for individual purchase. Each manual includes five comprehensive lessons with some exercises. The release date is set for later in the spring. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ, in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor, and Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois' First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday School every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170045#. 21st Spring Conference. The New York Southeast Jurisdiction Pastors and Workers Meeting, March 11th through 15th. Highlights include Jurisdictional Institute, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m., and Jurisdictional Day, Friday, March 15th. The meeting will be held at the Salvation and Restoration Church of God in Christ, 1142 Herkimer Street, Brooklyn, New York. Superintendent Tyrone Butler, host pastor and jurisdiction presiding officer. Prophetess Tasha Baston invites you to the Breaker Anointing Experience. Less of me and more of thee. Consecrated, committed, confident in Christ. March 21 through 23 at St. Luke Cathedral, 133-21 232nd Street, Lawrence, New York. For more information, call 1-888-879-8171. Bishop Michael Baston, host pastor. It's that time again, and we are going in. Our theme this year is Lord, Enlarge My Expectations. Join us for Prayer Conference 2013, March 21 through 23 at Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, 312 Grand Avenue in Freeport, New York. Speakers include workshop lecturer Pastor Nathan Bird, Evangelist Joyce Rogers, Bishop Daryl Hines, and host Bishop Frank A. White. Prayer breakfast donation, $20. For more information, call 516-623-9466 or visit www.fawministries.org. Save the date. Joyful Noise for a Cause, St. Paul's Benefit Concert in Bristol, Saturday, April 20 at 5 p.m. More details will be forthcoming. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The Women's History Month figure is Dolores Clara Fernandez Huerta. She is a labor leader and civil rights activist who, along with Cesar Chavez, co-founded the National Farm Workers Association, which later became the United Farm Workers, UFW. Huerta has received numerous awards for her community service and advocacy for workers, immigrants, and women's rights, including Eugene Mercer Debs Foundation Outstanding American Award, the United States Presidential Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. As a role model to many in the Latin community, Huerta is the subject of many ballads and murals. The music playing in the background during the announcements and Women's History Month moment was The Blood Medley by Tamla Mann. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says men ought always to pray and not faint. That includes everyone, so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, great is your faithfulness to us this day that we have never seen before. Your word commands us to give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. You are Alpha and Omega. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. Lord, for those in the listening audience that are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives, and we commit our way to you. Now, Lord, saturate our environment with your presence. We thank you in this season of prayer that you have come for our world, that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Lord, send your word to heal us totally. Heal the afflicted mind. Heal the afflicted body. Heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. Order our steps. Let your agenda be our agenda. On today and on this week, I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the Sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Let my spiritual eyes function with 20/20 vision for understanding, and let my spiritual ears be in tune with your frequency. We thank you for the authority you have given us as believers. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. We overcome every strategy of hell against our lives, and let every strategy of hell be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you lift up a standard against any flaw the enemy will try to bring in the lives of those listening now. In the name of Jesus, we find a spirit of competition in the body of Christ. We lose harmony, fellowship, unity, and love. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we quench every fiery dart of hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, anger, bitterness, and rage, and we release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, we cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit against ministers and ministries. We loot and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits, and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives that the enemy will try to infiltrate. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, cast down the high places that hinder us and release revival. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in heaven against the demonic princes. Lord, let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I refuse Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. Make darkness light before me and crooked things straight. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, we trust and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to be good stewards of our spiritual senses. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let our ways be pleasing to you in everything we do. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Save the unsaved. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumption, preaching and teaching in Jesus' name. Amen. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. If a portion of this song, Lord, I'm available to you by Reverend Milton Brunson, I will deliver the weekly manna message. I am continuing the series, What's in Your Toolbox? The message. This week I am continuing the toolbox series, What's in Your Toolbox? Let's briefly review lesson one in the toolbox series, which was entitled Open Your Toolbox. Four biblical examples were used to demonstrate the uniqueness of an individual toolbox. I propose the acronym KISS as a way to remember what we need to do when we open the toolbox. K equals know your family's history of unique gifts and talents. Let me give a few examples of famous families. The Baldwin brothers, successful actors. The Harbaugh football family. The father was a football coach, and the two brothers coached against each other in the most recent Super Bowl. The gospel singing group, the Clark Sisters. These are some examples of families with unique abilities or tools. Let's continue the review. I means in all your ways acknowledge God. The first S means see yourself using the tools, and the second S, sanctify yourself. The title of this week's lesson in the Toolbox series and the lesson learning outcome is learning to use the tools in the toolbox. I will repeat that. The title of the lesson as well as the lesson learning outcome is learning to use the tools in the toolbox. Based on last week's lesson, the toolbox is open. Now we can do three things. First, we should be ready to totally commit our tools to God, give back to him what he gave to us. Remember, we are acknowledging God in everything we do. Proverbs 16:3 in the Message Bible says, put God in charge of your work, then what you've planned will take place. Second, since we are continually sanctifying ourselves, we should be ready to hear God's wisdom and specific instructions regarding how we use tools. Our tools. Proverbs 8:6 in the New International Version. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. Third, we should desire to earn God's approval. We should endeavor to be excellent to do all things well for God. Let's look at God's response to the offerings of Cain and Abel in Genesis 4, verses 3 through 5. This is the NIV once again. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. We can extrapolate the principles of this story and apply it to the idea of using our tools in a manner where God will look favorably upon us. Submission, sanctification, hearing his instructions, these things should assist us in earning his favor. Let me share the experiences of two biblical figures to enhance our understanding of learning to use our tools. The first one is Esau, Genesis 25 and 27, King James Version. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. From this scripture, we can observe that Esau spent time using his tools and learning his craft. He was cunning, which means he was well-skilled. A man of the field, he spent time in the environment or setting most appropriate to give him experience. The second biblical figure is David in his battle against Goliath, specifically looking at King David's use of a sling and a stone. Let's pick up the story of David and Goliath after David had made the decision to face the challenge. 1 Samuel 17, 38-40, King James Version. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go. But he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip. And a sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. David in this story used his tools that were familiar to him. From this story, we can observe that we must use our own tools, not someone else's. In summary, last week I proposed the acronym KISS. This morning, I want you to remember this phrase, kiss the sun, that's S-U-N. Let's review. K, know your family's history. I, in all thy ways acknowledge him. S, see yourself using the tools. The second S, sanctify yourself. T, totally commit your tools to God. H, hear God's wisdom and specific instructions. E, earn God's approval. S, spend time using your tools and learning your craft. U, use your own tools, not someone else's, if you want to be effective. And N, never leave your tools unattended. Kiss the sun. I hope you were blessed by the message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on this morning. Let someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Teach us to work with the specific tools you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I want you to remember to kiss the sun is just a way of remembering what we can do with our tools. Now, toolbox is open. We will continue this series again on next week. Now that our toolbox is open, I want all of you in the listening audience to really begin to think about the tools and how you can use them for God's glory and God's honor. And I just want to say to everyone, thank you so much. I appreciate your support over the past few weeks and listening to the show. We've been doing shows for about 2.5 months, and I certainly appreciate all of your support. We're getting ready to go to the segment, The Spotlight Is On You. As I announced earlier, we are honoring women small business owners. This is in celebration of Women's History Month. So we're getting ready to go to our special guest. Her name is Mrs. Jewel Holton. But as we wait for Mrs. Holton to call in, we will listen to some music. By Bishop Noel Jones, this is for Glory to the Highest. Good morning to you, Mrs. Jewel Holton. How are you today?
God bless you, my sister. I am well. How are you?
I am doing fine. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in today. I know you probably just come from prayer to church, so I really do appreciate you calling in. So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. I currently reside in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I am married to Elder Ronald Holton Sr., who is my soulmate and my best friend for life. I love fashion. I love to dress up in pretty things, and I like to see others in dress up in pretty things. So that is my desire, is to just dress up the people of God so that we can be the holy vessels that He has called us to be. I got inspired to get into business. 1 year we went to the Holy Convocation down in Memphis. And just kind of browsing the vendor area, and I came across one of the booths where they were selling these beautiful lap hankies. And I thought to myself, I can do that. And I went back home and began making hankies, and my first actual order was an order for a member of our church. She wanted something to give as a gift for a friend of hers. And I said, I have the perfect thing, and I made them for her. And from there, it just kind of took off. And I've been just really blessed, and God has really favored me to add all kinds of other products to my product line and to really be blessed to meet some wonderful people, and that my business has really taken off, and I'm just godly thankful for all that He has done for me in this business.
How long have you all been doing this?
I've actually been in business since 2008.
Excellent. Just to let the listening audience know, I'm one of Mrs. Holton's clients. She got me fixed up for this past Church of God in Christ Holy Convocation in St. Louis. And actually, yesterday, I have to tell you, I was at the official day of one of our general board members, Bishop White, and I had on your stuff yesterday. And so, you know, people complimented me on it, so people are seeing your stuff. Can you share with the audience maybe any challenges you have faced in the past few years?
Not really any major challenges. I do come across from time to time, you know, everyone wants something for free. And, you know, I try to accommodate I try to accommodate my customers as best that I can, but I have to always remind them that I am in business, and I am in business to make a profit. So I can't always give you everything free, you know. But like I said, I do accommodate my customers as best that I can because I want to take care of them and I want them to come back.
Right. So now tell us, where can we find your products? I know you sell some jewelry, but what are some of the other things you sell, and where can we find your products?
Well, I'm currently on Facebook, Evangelist Jewel L. Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N, and I am working with a young man right now who is working on a website for me. So I will be letting everyone know when my website will launch. But currently I do have custom-made hankies and lap cloths, as I did state. I do jewelry, suits and dresses. I have Donna Vinci, Dorinda Clark Cole, and many of the other church lines. And I have evening bags, any accessories that you would need. That's what I carry in my product line.
Okay, so audience, you heard that. She is on the Facebook, Evangelist Jewel L. Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N.
Yes.
And she carries all these lines. And just those of you who complimented me on the dress I had on Thursday night, that was a Dorinda Clark Cole, so you can contact Lady Jewel Holton, and she can help you purchase that dress.
Praise God.
My friend said to me yesterday, oh, I said, no, you can, it's a Dorinda Clark Cole dress. But is there anything else you would like to add and let the audience know before we say goodbye?
Well, I'm just grateful to God for the opportunity to serve his people in selling fashions. And one of my desires in this business is that it not just be a business of making money and selling clothes, but my desire is to open a boutique where I can also host Bible study and prayer groups within the boutique and kind of give back to the community. I am currently working on starting a ministry called the Jewels of Hope. And that ministry will be geared toward young women to help them to be ladies, to teach them how to walk and talk and to carry themselves as young women. And I know that God will be pleased with that ministry. So I'm really looking forward to getting that started.
Amen. You know, I am just so grateful that you were able to come on today. I look forward to your website, and we can announce that when that goes live, and certainly to this ministry. And to the listening audience, if you have not heard her speak or preach, she is a dynamic woman of God with a wonderful testimony. And she really, really ministers, especially the young women. So thank you so much. I know you came from prayer and he had to call me, so I really appreciate you calling in today, and we'll be in touch. And again, you can reach her on Facebook under Evangelist Jewel L. Holton. We'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
God bless you, Pastor Faye.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We thank Mrs. Jewel Holton for being a guest on the show, and we pray for her continued success. Please feel free to submit prayer requests via our church website at www.urimcogic.org. We pray for your request on Thursday night to Sunday morning. Again, our address is 790 East 51st Street, Brooklyn. To schedule services on Thursday at 6:30 p.m., we have prayer. I usually lead the prayer, but come if you're tired or despair down. Come to our prayer at 6:30 on Thursday night. It is 30 minutes of fire. And I'm currently teaching a series on prayer. We do serve light refreshments, light dinners served while they last. On Sunday at 9:45 a.m. is our Sunday school, 10:45 a.m. is our worship celebration. Next week, my guest will be Mrs. Aquila Bailey of Cook Catering as we continue the Women's History Month. So this is Dr. Faye Maureen signing off. Until next week, Top of the Morning Inspiration Show, Goodbye World, as Kathy Tricoli takes us out singing Parade and then the benediction song, A Praying Spirit, by the Clark Sisters. Top of the morning to you.